T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So obviously, Michigan was a key state, actually had gone Democrat the last several presidential elections. And in 2016, it changed over. What do you think after, especially after 2018, we saw basically a blue wave here in the state? Do you think that there's a chance for Trump to win Michigan again?
Oh, absolutely. And we're excited to have the president come. He's coming over to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. And for folks that are interested in attending the rally, it's not too late. You can RSVP online. They're free at DonaldJTrump.com. And we encourage people to do that. You know, the president knows that his pathway to victory is through Michigan, and he's showing that by attending, having a rally here in Michigan early in the campaign, and we're very excited about that. And I think when the president talks about his policies, his track record of accomplishments, you know, people are going to understand that it affects their families, their jobs, their lives, and they're going to vote again for President Trump, and we're really excited to have him here.
And so much of the focus recently in recent days has been on the Mueller investigation and what has come out over the weekend. What does the president say about that? And is he going to stay away from that and just talk about the issues going forward?
Well, I don't know what the president's going to talk about, but my guess is it's going to be electrifying tomorrow. And I think that he's going to talk about no collusion and no obstruction. This is a campaign rally, and he is absolutely at his best when he has these rallies. It energizes folks. It's very exciting to be a part of it. And we are just so excited that the first time after the Mueller report comes out, it's going to be in Michigan. And, you know, Grand Rapids is lucky. It's a lucky charm for the president, one, because he was here on election night in 2016, and then the first stop he did in his thank you tour after he had won the presidential election was to come to Grand Rapids to thank the voters for that. So we're really excited to have him here in Michigan.
And you are now the chair, the new chair of the Michigan GOP. Tell us a little bit about what your roles, what is involved in your role since you've now you're the chairperson.
Well, my main goal is to make sure that we get the troops excited and energized, all the folks on the ground that working for different candidates and candidates up and down the ballot. We want to make sure that they have victories in 2020, and so that starts now. So, like I said, we have a great, wonderful kickoff with having the president visit, and I think he's going to be able to talk about things like the Dodge Ram plant, FCA investing $4.5 billion into Michigan, and Ford investing $1 billion here in Michigan, creating over 7,000 new jobs throughout our state. And when he talks about his economic policies and how beneficial it's been for Michigan, voters are going to vote for him again in 2020, and we hope that there'll be more of them this time.
And do you think the automotive industry, and in particular with General Motors and some of those plant closures, will be an issue for him?
Well, I think that, you know, he's going to talk about what he's done at the federal level and his policy. You know, he had tax reform, which I think affects people's pocketbooks. And, you know, we're just focusing on what he has done to help Michigan. And, you know, those three examples that I told you are really huge. We're going to create over 7,000 new jobs here in Michigan. You know, Ford said the first autonomous vehicle in the country is going to come from Michigan. We should be really proud of that, and we're really excited.
All right. Well, the newly elected GOP chairwoman, Laura Cox, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. And
also thank you so much for joining us. And we hope you will continue to come on the air with us in the future.
Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.